Ephesians chapter 4. I, the prisoner in the Lord, appeal to you therefore to walk worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, making an effort to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you, for your part, have been called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. To each one of us, then, grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he took captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Now the word he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended to the lowest parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, in order to fill all things. And he himself appointed some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith and of acknowledgement of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, in order no longer to be infants, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of hand of men, by roguery intent on deceitful craftiness, but rather that we, proceeding with the truth in love, may grow up in respect of all things to him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted together and joined up by every sustaining joint, with invigoration appropriate to each individual part, brings about increase of the body to the edification of itself in love. This therefore I say, and urge in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, darkened in their understanding, being alienated from the life of God on account of the ignorance which is within them, and on account of the hardness of their hearts, who, being desensitized, have given themselves over to debauchery, intent on a pursuit of all uncleanness with greed. But you have not learned Christ like that, if at any rate you have heard him, and have been taught in accordance with him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old man of your former conduct, who is corrupt with his deceitful desires, and that you should be renewed by the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, who is created in accordance with God in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, having put away the lie, speak the truth, each one with his neighbour, for we are members of one another. Stand in awe and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, nor give the devil any room. Let him who steals steal no more, but rather labour, working at what is good with his hands, in order that he may have something to share with him who is in need. Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth, but rather some good word for edification of what is needful, in order that it may give grace to those hearing it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you have been sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and rage and anger and clamour and blasphemy be put away from you, along with all malice. But be kind to each other, compassionate, forgiving one another, as God has for his part forgiven us in Christ.